in the Mahayana, these marks, these attributes, these signs, of course, are something that we can all attain. We can all attain. In the same way that we can attain the moral and spiritual qualities of the Buddha, wisdom and compassion and so on, we can attain the marks. We too can have a bump on our head and web fingers and chakras on our fingers. You know, we don't need tattoos. They'll arise if we practice the Dharma fully and properly. These marks are said, in fact, to be the result of hundreds of acts of merit. So each particular mark is associated with hundreds of particular virtuous acts done over many, many centuries. So you have here the notion of the Buddha's body being a kind of, well, yes, this merit body again. We're back to this idea of merit. And in the Lankavatara Sutra, they even talk about the merit Buddha, the Buddha who is the result of previous actions. The merit body, if you like, a kind of punyakaya. This is the kind of glorious body of the Buddha. And, you know, this isn't, and it does eventually get associated not so much with the physical body, but it's more to do with the Sambhogakaya, the archetypal body of the Buddha. That's quite a technical discussion. It's a sort of spiritual body that you're building up. And, there is, I think, this is quite a powerful way of, I find, quite an interesting, powerful way of thinking about our spiritual life. That through our practice, we're building up another body. You know, not in some other place or something like that. But what is the body, for example, in meditation? Okay, you've got your physical body, but supposing you get deeply into your meditation. Let's say you're deeply absorbed in metta bhavana. You know, and there really is love there. Well, it's not your physical body in the gross sense anymore that your experience. You're still experiencing yourself as a subject and as an object, but it's very, very refined. It's a different kind of body, a metta body, I suppose. So, you know, we're used to thinking of building up sort of physical muscles, and we even talk about, you know, building up kind of, you know, the muscles in the brain, sometimes, you know, we use that as a metaphor. But there's a kind of spiritual body we can think of building up over years and years of practice. A very malleable, fluid body, if you like. This is, of course, a metaphor, a way of talking. It's explored in quite a lot of detail and depth, particularly in Vajrayana Buddhism. But you do find it in other earlier traditions as well. Yeah, it's a little bit of an aside. So in presenting this discussion of how you, so in presenting this discussion of how you see the Buddha, do you see him in terms of marks at this point? What is being introduced, of course, here is the goal of the spiritual life. We've had the bodhicitta, the bodhisattva vow, the paramitas mentioned. Now we're looking at the nature of the Buddha, the goal of the spiritual life, at the form of the Buddha's body. Like I said, Konsa believes that the marks, the attributes, are not to do with the Buddha's physical appearance. They're really referring to his glorious body, his archetypal body.